Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you're excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, and continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I'm still beat up, man, so I'm just going to kind of go do an oldie, something I just love, just about not being anxious. God's going to take care of every moment in your life. He takes care of you. I find myself just all over the place now that there's so much news and so many things going on and so many ways to be distracted. But it's all, you gotta always settle yourself back into God. And God is the most important thing in your life. Your relationship with God, knowing that He's there for you, knowing that you're a citizen of God's people, that you're chosen, summoned from amongst the people. You have a great God. He does wonderful things in your life. And I just wanted to go over this. If you go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, it says rejoice, and that means be delighted in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, be delighted. That's why you got to be happy every morning. God tells us to be thankful and rejoice in what Christ Jesus did for us. He died that you can have the liberty to do what you want. Stand in that liberty. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of bondage. You are free to build a relationship with God. You are free to walk how you want to walk. However, just know that it's God. You got to stay focused on God. Verse 5, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Verse 6, be anxious for not one thing. You're not to be anxious for one thing in this life, but in all things by prayers, and this word is prayers to God, and supplication, which are prayers of personal need, with thanksgiving, let your specific request be declared unto God. And I love that. It's not quietly peeped. It's not being silent and, you know, being mousy, asking God to do things. It's declaring your prayers, your specific prayers to God. And it doesn't say to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. These are prayers to God that you lift up in the name of Jesus Christ with thanksgiving, and their prayers of personal need. Verse 7, and the peace of God surpassing all understanding, all thought, shall keep or guard or garrison your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. If you let your mind snowball, if you find something you're upset with and you just let it kind of start snowballing up in your mind, it hurts you. You can live in a state of constant anxiousness. That is not the state we are to live in. You pray about it, and the peace of God will fortify. And that word fortify is specific. There are troops that go out there and they attack, and there's troops that come in and they guard. The word here is the guarding troops. God's going to send you troops that are going to guard your heart. They're going to fortify your heart in Christ Jesus, and that is the freedom that Christ provides because of what He did for you. Verse 8, finally, brethren, this is an opportunity to change your mind. These are the things we're to think on. These are the ways to stand in liberty. Verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest or dignified, whatsoever things are just or pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report or of well spoken or well worded, if there be any virtue or if there be any good quality or excellence, if there be any praise, think on these things. It's the opposite of anxiety. You think on the good in your life, and God's provided you good. Don't think on the things of today or tomorrow, for the things of tomorrow will take care of the things of tomorrow. The day is evil enough. That's another verse God gives you. We are free today, and you're free to choose the way you think. Choose what you think on. Are you going to think on the negatives of life, or are you going to think on God and the abundance He gives and the love He provides and the love He sheds upon your heart? He gives you all things. You have all things right now through Christ Jesus who died for you. Be set free in that. Live in liberty. Live free. It's a beautiful day. Pray the big prayers today. Lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I just pray to get me over this thing, man, to get me thinking straight again, and just that I can just bust through what needs to get done. And I thank you for everybody that we work with. You take care of them, and for my family and for the boys last night and how much fun fishing was. And I'm just thankful for the things that you give me and the things that you provide your people. I lift up a great day today in the name of Lord and Savior Christ Jesus.